Commercial development is booming in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh. And with more people entering the job market, opportunities for accidents abound. However, until recently, Cambodia had no social insurance scheme for employees injured on the job. People like Sav Panop, who lost the sight in his left eye while repairing a machine at work.
I changed the blade on a ceramic tile cutting machine. When I tried to cut another tile, the blade snapped into small pieces and flew into my eye.
Sav Panop is back at work after receiving care and rehabilitative services through a state-administered compensation fund. He will receive a monthly disability benefit for the rest of his life. The workers' compensation scheme was developed through collaboration between the Cambodian government and its partners, with technical support from the ILO and the Republic of Korea. Young Shin Kang is the economic counselor at the Korean Embassy in Cambodia.
Korea has selected Cambodia as a core partner country in terms of development cooperation. It is essential to have a public insurance system, to have a social safety net for the labor as a whole. Therefore, the Korean government wanted to have such a role in this country.
The insurance scheme is financed through mandatory employer contributions of just below 1% of a worker's salary. It is administered by the National Social Security Fund, or NSSF, which is processing more than 12,000 claims annually. Kyo Buna is director of the Benefits Division at the NSSF.
The technical support and human resources provided by the ILO-Korea Partnership were vital in helping us introduce this scheme.
Vong Sremom lost her arm in a road accident while commuting to a job in a garment factory. She's now at home, but recovering from the accident has been difficult.
I wanted to cry all the time. I was so shocked. I couldn't accept this injury. Immediately after I left the hospital, I was depressed. It was difficult to do many things, including daily chores, like washing my clothes.
Vong Sremom is now learning how to cope with her injury. She can do light household work, and she receives a monthly disability benefit from the NSSF that will continue for the rest of her life. The Cambodian authorities plan to expand the fund into other areas, for example, by providing a public health insurance scheme. Deanne Penn, United Nations.